Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cannot wait for this tonight at 7:30, the NBA Draft Lottery. Tankathon, I wonder how many hits tankathon.com has gotten just from DFW alone because of Mike Bacsik. Bacsik every day goes on there, and Troy will probably need a drum roll for us to simulate the lottery tonight to see if the Mavs can go from the seventh worst chances to number one, two, three, or four. Because if they don't get one, two, three, or four, that pick will go to the Atlanta Hawks. We'll do it in a second, Troy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Right now, as things stand, the Mavs have a 6% chance to get the number one pick. Unfortunately, they're tied with Memphis and New Orleans at 6%. Above them, the Wizards, the Hawks, the Bulls, and then the Knicks, Cleveland, and Phoenix all have a 14% chance. Now, it's not impossible. It's not. Since they started the lottery, multiple times, a team with the number six odds or worse has snuck into the top three. So it has happened. Yeah. Happened 19 times, as a matter of fact. So it's possible.
Yeah, of course it is.
Tim Duncan, the Spurs got lucky.
Is that what it was, the Spurs one? They had like a very, very small chance.
I believe the Spurs, you can double check me, had the worst odds of getting. Wait.
Is that 98 or 99?
They got lucky with D-Rob hurt. That may have been, it was like an Indianapolis Colts Peyton situation where the Colts just walked into it. I don't know whether it was Orlando. It was either Orlando or San Antonio who had like the worst odds and somehow pulled off a miracle.
San Antonio, I think, what they got when they got
Duncan.
Duncan, yeah.
I thought it was when Robinson got hurt, and that's why. And it may have been the same thing. Maybe in the same season. We can double check that. But here's what you need to know. Tonight, 7:30, it's the Zion sweepstakes, and the Mavs are sending Cynthia Marshall, their CEO.
All right, I got the numbers real quick here.
All right.
That year, the odds on San Antonio to get the number one pick was 21%. The Celtics had the best odds at 27.5%. So they were up there. It wasn't like they had, but they got lucky because Robinson got hurt.
Yeah.
And that was a perennial 55-60 win team that all of a sudden barely won anything.
I don't think, if you could double check Orlando when they got the Penny draft, the C-Web pick, I'm wondering what their odds were after Shaq.
All right, that's probably 94. Let me go back.
Since 1990 when the lottery underwent reform, 19 different teams have jumped from number six or worse into a top three selection. Last year, the Kings had the seventh best odds, and they came away with the number two pick.
Here we go. 1993 lottery. Magic had a 1.52% chance.
There it was.
They wound up, they were 41-41.
Yep.
And they wound up getting the number one pick.
Yep.
They traded Chris Webber for Penny Hardaway, and the Golden State Warriors, the teams that, here you go, here's a perfect Maverick one. The Mavericks had 11 wins that year. They were the fourth pick overall. They had a 16.67% chance of the number one pick, and they wound up with Jamal Mashburn.
Yeah.
At the four.
The Mavs have horrible lottery luck. Horrible lottery luck. Of the 34 lotteries that they participated in, bad results. Eight occasions, they drew the pick they were supposed to. The other six, they went down. So it's all either stay the course or drop in terms of their pick.
If someone's going to get the number one overall pick that doesn't have the best odds, and again, these were odds before, you know, the new format. So the new format is going to skew these things quite a bit because the top three teams get the same chance.
Yeah.
But in the past, the best chance was either being the third worst or the fifth worst team.
Hmm.
They had both been selected as the number one team five times since 1990. So those two, third and fifth worst, combined for 10 of the 29 for number one overall selections since 1990. The worst teams have only won it three times in 23 tries.
Man, Cynthia Marshall, she has done her homework. Like, if they don't have any luck tonight, it's not going to be because of Marshall's fault. Here's what she's taking to Chicago tonight. A ticket from Dirk's final home game. She asked for ticket number 221 because 221 is the day Mark Cuban called her about becoming CEO. Of course, 21, also Dirk's number of years with the franchise. She's taking her cross necklace because she is a woman of faith. It's a cross with her birthstone, which happens to be blue. Also a photo of her husband, Kenny, taken after they began dating in 1976. It was their first plane ride flying to Chicago for a conference. Chicago is the site of the draft lottery tonight. And today is her husband, Kenny's birthday. So that is putting a lot of thought into the luck factor for the Mavs this evening.
There's a whole lot of thought going in it. I love it. I am a superstitious guy. You know this. You think it's crazy? I get it. I think I'm crazy too. I'm crazy together.
I've been doing a little small superstition thing myself in the past like 3 or 4 days. It's the order. It's the order of names I put y'all in my email.
I've done that. Yeah, I do the same. I do the same order every time.
I'm like, if I think we have a good show, then I used to always put, I send it to myself, and then Roy Choppy, and then, you know, I'm like, shows have been this, nah, 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 and then we have a good show. And now I put you all's names first and then mine. Look at Roy's face of amazement.
I don't understand.
I do the same thing.
It's just doing something different.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I do the same order of emails. I do Sean, Troy, you, then me. Been doing that for years.
I do. I don't do anything superstitiously.
You don't pack your bowl the different same way every day?
I mean, it from a efficiency standpoint, like there are things you do from an efficiency standpoint that like when you dry yourself off, I don't consider the way I dry myself off from the shower to be a superstition, but I do dry myself off in the same way every time.
It's habitual. Yeah, it's
what
habitual.
About soccer? Do you step on, you avoid stepping on the lines?
Nah.
Okay.
Never.
Good. Choppy parks on the right side of the garage every morning.
Yeah.
Like I pray every
Sean always avoids, he always leaves a space though between anybody in the morning. You don't like to park next to people.
That's only when you're in your car because I don't want to inconvenience you of opening the door right next to me. So every day when I pull into the garage, I'm praying that the whole right side at 4 a.m. is taken up because I want to see what RJ would do.
I would go to the next level.
No, you wouldn't.
You would
no,
not.
No, he wouldn't. He just.
I would go around the corner and make a right.
You would not go up another
but
level.
But then which side would you be on?
That's a good point. But I think it's the right that you're making the right.
So I want to know what everyone is doing tonight because you're going to get superstitions with the Mavs lottery. Autoflex Easton Fan Text 877-881-1053. Now, if we don't get the number one pick, who do you want to get it? You could take any of the teams above us or the three favorites, Phoenix, Cleveland, New York. I want the Knicks to get it. The only result I'll be angry with is if Cleveland gets it again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see Zion go and rot under that owner. I can't stand that owner. He's bad for the team. I think he's bad for the league. Phoenix, I wouldn't be thrilled about because I wouldn't get to see Zion play a ton. Chicago, okay. Trae Young and Zion could be fun. Washington, no. New Orleans. You know, the other thing is, who's going to try to trade? Who would trade the number one Zion pick for Anthony Davis?
Me?
If the Mavs got the number one pick.
Yeah.
Because the Pelicans are making that trade. They're making that deal.
I would too.
I would three.
For Anthony.
Yes.
Even though Anthony Davis has some injuries.
Yep.
Yeah, and I hate having to get a guy that you're going to have to pay anyway. Like, you know, Zion, you're getting him cheap for a few years.
Yeah.
I just don't have a whole lot of faith that he's going to turn into a great player. I mean, I think he'll be Blake Griffin, but Blake Griffin's really, really good, but I don't know that you know, Blake, I consider him great.
Here comes Mikey Bassick. And
ooh, with a vest.
I have a quick question for that trade. Nice. What if Anthony Davis said, I'm not signing an extension, I'll just play out this year and see how it goes? You still make the trade?
No. Bye.
Got to have an extended
Enjoy trade. Your gumbo, bro. I'm taking Zion. I have to have the commitment from Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I would
I agree.
Have to.
Got to.
Yeah. Now, who would you want to get the number one pick if the Mavs don't get it tonight? I'm rooting for the Knicks.
Knicks.
I want the Knicks to be. I'm a sports fan who wants the legendary teams to be relevant. I want Notre Dame football to be good. I want Duke basketball to be good. I want the, you know, the Yankees and the Lakers to be popular. I want the Cowboys to be up there. I've always been like that, and I want to see an instant storyline with an instant super team with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, who Stephen A. Smith said yesterday was 95% going to the Knicks, and Zion Williamson. Just like that.
Yeah, because, you know, the Knicks being good is fun because the fans get really into it, but then they always lose, and that's always good too. And their fans lose their minds. I remember like those 90s games with the Bulls. Like it's a great crowd there.
Yeah.
And it's those games are fun.
That's a basketball town.
And then they always lose. And it turns out to be really, really fun because then the fans lose their minds and you're calling up talk shows. We have content.
It's been a long time since the Knicks were relevant, like in a real serious way. You know, they've been 8 seeds and 7 seeds in the past, but not really competing for anything since the Sprewell days.
So they were the 2 seed 1 year.
They haven't been relevant. That's what I want, though. I want the Knicks to get
I'm
the
with you.
Pick.
No, you definitely want the Knicks, or at least I want the Knicks, because the thing about Zion that's so great is that you watch the highlights of him ever since he was in high school. You know if he's going to be in the New York market, how many highlights are going to roll out of him, and that's fine with me. Cleveland, I mean, I get the, I'm just tired of seeing Cleveland up there. And the Suns, I don't want them to get it because I think they're about to become the 76ers. If they get that one last piece, then they're the team.
Ayton, I want to see him stay out of Phoenix.
You got Devin, you got Ayton,
yep.
You got Bridges, what's his, Oubre?
Oh, no,
you got Josh Jackson who's
yeah.
Josh, getting arrested.
Josh Jackson, the former number 4 pick, was arrested in Miami this weekend. Faces a felony charge of escape and a misdemeanor charge of resisting arrest. You know what he did? He was at a music festival, and he attempted to enter the VIP area too many times without a proper pass.
I think Johnny Manziel approached K-Bag with like
don't bring in my quarterback.
Handcuffed by police, then ran away before being detained. What are you doing? All right. Everybody go to
moron.
Tankathon.com.
I'm there.
Jackson agreed to enter a diversion program in 2017. Remember the Kansas issue? Misdemeanor count of criminal property damage after a confrontation with a Kansas women's basketball player there in Lawrence. All right. We're all going to do this. Let's see who can bring us the luck.
Come on.
Out of 4 of these selections, Tankathon.com, can we get the Mavs the number one pick tonight? Roy, go first.
The odds say we should, Sean. Again, the Mavs have a 26% chance of being in the top 4. That's what we're looking for. Otherwise, they will lose the pick. Here is my selection as we sim. And we lost the pick. Number 9 going to the Atlanta Hawks. The Chicago Bulls move up from the 3rd spot, get the number 1 overall pick. The Phoenix Suns and Cleveland Cavaliers. Fill that out.
All right.
0-1.
Troy, bring
it
home.
Here we go. All right. Tankathon.com. Sim lottery, which means simulate.
Thank you.
I went to A&M. And. Oh! Chicago.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Where'd the Mavs end up?
Mavericks ended up 9th.
Okay.
9th.
Why did I? We both had them end up 9th.
Well, that's where they're supposed to be.
Boo.
All right, Chop.
3, 2, 1. And, oh! With the first pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the Washington Wizards.
Oh. Draft a leg for John Wall.
Yes.
Mavs ended up?
Ahead of the Knicks. Whoa. At number 2.
Oh!
I'll take it.
Give it a job, all right.
Knicks 3, Chicago, Cleveland, and Phoenix at 6. Atlanta, New Orleans, Memphis.
All right.
So we have a 9-9 and a 2.
It seems as if our 1-for-4 has just gone. But Sean, maybe we can make it 2.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA draft, the New York Knicks take Zion. Washington 2, Cleveland 3, Mavs 9. Now, are we going to be coming in here today ticked off and remembering the end of the regular season that Team Tank wasn't executed better?
It depends how far, because the Mavs didn't have a realistic chance of getting into the top 5. I believe they finished like 3 games above where the Hawks were.
We could have finished number 6 by ourselves.
Yes, you could have finished 6. So I will say you will have one spot to look up and say if that team winds up winning, you will go, ugh.
My issue with the Mavs down the stretch, look, they did play their version of bums and scrubs. Luka just played too many games. I would have liked to see Luka play a game or two less. And we'll see if that comes back to haunt them tonight. How many games on the season would you all have guessed for Doncic? Don't cheat.
That he played? I say he played
74?
No, I'll say 67.
72.
Oh, okay. I was going to go a little higher than that.
72. But I don't know how much he was like, I want to win Rookie of the Year. Put me out there. I want to play. And them getting him that experience as well.
Well, it was so close against Trae Young, that Rookie of the Year award.
Well, we haven't gotten it decided yet.
That 1 month.
Haven't gotten it decided yet.
Come on.
Look, I'm not saying it should be a race. I think the national media tried to make it a race.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.